This year is very common occurrence. It's probably about one quarter of the time that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and we push it to Sunday. So is this a regular din of a Tainus Nidche, or is it a separate din? So why would it be a separate din? So you have this Gemara in Meseches Tainus on Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. So it's talking about what actually happened, right? If you learn Maseches Tainus, you're like, where are all the things that I expected Maseches Tainus to be about? So you really have to get to the end of the Masechta, and then when you get to the end of the Masechta, they talk about Shiva Sabit Tammuz, and they talk about Tisha B'Av, right? And so B'Shiva Nichmesu L'Nachrim L'Heichol V'Achlu V'Kilkul Ubo Shvi Yushmini. So what happened? They came into the Heichol on the seventh day of Av, and they ate and they disgraced everything on the seventh and the eighth. Uchi samach lachashecha hetzisu ba'asur. And when they were done with their pillaging, they decided to light it on fire. And that was already towards the end of the ninth day of Av. V'hayadolik v'holech kol hayom kulo, and it was burning the entire day. Shenemar oy lanu kifana hayom ki natu tzlolei erev. Right, and quote the pasuk. As the day, right, you guys might recognize those words, kifana hayom, right? That's when we're saying slichos during the chazor sashats of ne'ila, we use such a lashon, right? And we say the day is waning, it's on its way out, and that's when they lit the mikdash on fire. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, had I been on the Sanhedrin during the generation of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Who was on the Sanhedrin during the end of the destruction? Who was the famous Sanhedrin? Was in Yavne at that point. That was Rabban Gamliel's Sanhedrin. It wasn't a classic Sanhedrin because they weren't being dandin in nefashos for many years already, because once the Sanhedrin is not sitting in Lishchas HaGazis by the Beis HaMikdash, no Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael can be dandin in nefashos. But that was where the Sanhedrin was located in Yavne. And Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would have been on the Sanhedrin during that generation, lo kavat devela ba'asiri, I would have made not Tisha B'Av, I would have made Yud B'Av. Mipnei sherubo shel heichol nisbo nisraf, because that was the majority of the burning of the heichol. The Rabbanan. So why don't the Rabbanan agree with that? It's not exactly Rabbi Yochanan obviously is more than entitled to his opinion, but that's not exactly such a big chiddush. No one could have ever thought of it. Right, so why did the Rabbanim disagree? And they answered, "Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa." When the Paranios begin, that is the stronger of the two. That's the stronger of the two Kovim. When we're Koveya the day based on when the beginnings of the destruction were, not when the destruction finally took place. So as they lit it on fire on Tisha B'Av, therefore we observe Tisha B'Av as the Tainus. So I noted just in the bold, that's just notes that I wrote. So just the main chakira that comes from this Gemara in terms of how we understand the Tisha B'Av Nidche is, number one, on one hand you say, okay, so Tisha B'Av is, the Chachamim were Koveya Tisha B'Av on the ninth of Av, that's even the name, right? We didn't come up with very creative names for anything. Our creative name for the 9 days between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av is the 9 days, right? A creative name for the 3 weeks. Right. If you look in Svarim, if you're trying to find things about the 3 weeks, don't look for the Shalosh Shavuos. Shalosh Shavuos is the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksuvis about the three oaths of settling Eretz Yisrael. That's Shavuos as in like the Maseches Shavuos, not as in the holiday of Shavuos where we count the weeks. Right. So then, but when you look at it, it's called Bein HaMitzarim, based on the Psukim in Megillas Eicha. Right. Bein HaMitzarim is what they call the 3 weeks in Halacha, but we have Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. That's the name of the holiday, and whenever we observe it on the tenth of Av, we're observing Tisha B'Av 1 day later, Pashur. Right? That's the simple understanding. However, the other possibility is no. Normally we say Aschalta Deparnusa Adifa. Normally we say we observe Tisha B'Av on the ninth of Av, but this year because we can't observe Tisha B'Av on the ninth of Av, we observe Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. This year, the Tainus of Tisha B'Av is not Tisha B'Av. It's Yud B'Av. Right? You understand? It's not the same thing as Tisha B'Av that got pushed to the next day. It's nothing on Tisha B'Av, everything on Yud B'Av. That's the other possibility, the way we think about it. So you say, okay, that's good for yeshivas. You could say a shir kolli on such a thing. But l'maisa, is that real? Right? Is that a real thing? So if you take a look in the Gemara Megillah, and it's really the Turei Evin on Megillah. So let's take a look in source number 2 over there. The Gemara Megillah Daf Hey says, Avol zman atzei kohanim v'tisha b'av v'chagiga v'hakel. So, okay, we're not worried about those other mitzvos right now. We're going to worry about Tisha B'Av. So they're talking there about do we move things closer or do we move things further or farther, right? So when it comes to these things, ma'acharin v'lo makdimin, we delay them, we don't move them closer, right? For example, with Maseches Megillah, so we talk about Tainus Esther, right? Tainus Esther is not mentioned in Maseches Megillah, right? You notice that? Okay, just a point. So you move Tainus Esther up because based on this Svar and this Gemara. Why is it? So Tisha B'Av, why don't we move Tisha B'Av closer? Akdume Puranus lo makdamina. Right? We don't push Puranios, we don't make the bad stuff come closer. We push it further back. Right? You could say there's a lot of different possible reasons why this is. You know, what would you think a possible reason for this Svar is? I don't know, just thinking out loud, what would you suggest? Yeah? Yeah, the simplest reason is, who says? Who says there's going to be a Tisha B'Av? Every single time we want to push it off a little more. Maybe it won't be a Tisha B'Av. Maybe we'll have a Gula. Right? That's a very valid, even if you're wrong, it was still the right way to look at it. So we should try to push it back. Also, just in general, you don't take negative things and bring them closer to yourself. You push them away as much as possible. And therefore, either it's because we're waiting for the geula, and one of the ways we either actually wait, or at the very least we demonstrate that we're waiting, is we push Tisha B'Av further away from us. That's one possibility. The other possibility is just that in general, it's just bad. It's just a bad practice to move negative things closer to you when you have the opportunity to push them further away from you. Okay, two very valid ways to look at it, I think. And based on this Gemara, let's take a look at the whole Turei Evin inside. In general, you guys know the Turei Evin? He's on, I think, 5 or 6 Masechtas. It's the author of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh is, his most famous sefer is the Shalos and Tshuva Shagas Aryeh. But he has the Turei Evin, he has the Gura Sari on other Masechtas. He has a lot of excellent things. He very much liked to write. There's a lot, it's a very wordy sefer, so you have to be willing to be a fast reader. I'm a very slow reader, so I don't use a ton of Turei Evin. Also, he doesn't have a classic Lumdisha style. He has much more of a, I'll say this in the what I think is an accurate way. Certain svarim that don't do Lumdis aren't popular anymore, mostly because Lumdis is easier. It's harder to, in some ways, it's harder to do what the Turei Evin does. It's like Diyukim, where you have to know the Gemara really well. And he said, like, oh, why did he ask this kasha and he didn't ask that kasha? Must be because he holds it. Like, that you actually really have to know the Gemara line by line really well. What always blows me away by these, by many great Gedolim is, like, it's not just that they know everything, but, like, they knew the Havamina really well, and they bring raya from that. Like, why did he answer that? He didn't answer that. It must be that's not a good svara, and that applies to this over there. I'm always just blown away when you see things like that. And the Turei Evin is just full of that. Like, that's what he does constantly. So, like, it's hard for people like me to get into those types of svarim, because you actually have to know things really well. And it's just, it's sometimes just easier to, like, all right, the maskana of the sugi is this. You look at it that way, and here's the nafkamina. Like, that's a very easy way to learn. That's why it's so popular. Other than it's also, I believe it's a correct way to learn, but it's a correct way to learn. It's not the only correct way to learn. So just that, keep that in mind. Anyway, so the Turei Evin, Ba'adi Yod Taimel Tisha B'Av Mishum Akdume Puranis Lo Makdaminon, right? Koshali, Lamali Hai Taima. Why do we need such a reason that we're going to push Tisha B'Av to the 10th? Why don't you just typically, Kevin Dibizmano, But why don't you just say that you can't do a bismano, so it's much better to push it to the 10th. Why is it better to push it to the 10th? Because of our Gemara and Tainus. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, etc., etc. Right? Baha, and this is the underlying part. Baha b'chal tisha b'av lios b'shabes, di'yev shal esanos, v'aschal to the peranusa. It's much better to push it to the 10th, because during this year, even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that it would have been better to have it on the 10th. So it's not that Tisha B'Av is a Nidcha this year. This year we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. This year we're pushing it to the 10th. So you see that this idea that we just threw out there is actually a valid possibility in the Tereva. And he likes it because he doesn't even give a full teretz. He says, V'shema Yeshloma. Maybe you can answer. V'shem darmin asam. V'shiva nechnasu nachum v'heifal. V'achu v'kilkul v'zayin v'ches. V'tes samukha shein. It's either b'asa or. V'hayyud dolek v'hole kol yom kula. V'ha adifa aliba derabbanan mehat. Right? Mehay taima debasir rumi shalecho nisrupo. Hilkach ilav hay taima da'agdume peranis lo makdiminam. Hayaroi la'akdim b'yom ches o zayin milacher. In other words, what's he saying? Why didn't we move it up? Because a better teretz would be that they already came in on the 7th. So if Tisha B'Av is going to be on Shabbos, maybe move it to Friday. Okay, we don't have Tisha B'Av on Friday. Maybe move it to Thursday. Because the 7th is also a thing. The 7th is a real day where it's shayach to observe Tisha B'Av. It's shayach to have a fast on the 7th because they already came into the Heichal on the 7th. All right, maybe the 8th. Can't do the 9th. So says the Turei Eben that if I would have had my way without the Svara of Akdumi Parani Islam Akdaminon, I would have said, let's move it to the 7th or the 8th. Not the 10th. Meaning the Chachamim don't like Rabbi Yochanan's Svara. They like the idea of moving it further up. And up could mean either way, but I'm saying moving it closer. So they like that Svara. So once the Chachamim like that Svara, we need a better reason why we don't move it closer. You guys hear? So now, based on that, if you're the Turei Eben, what are we doing this year? What are we doing this year? So is it a Nidcha? Are we pushing it off? Meaning, did we throw out that Havamina of Rabbi Yochanan? So it could very well be within this Turei Eben, we are actually passing Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says that's not the reason. The Gemara says we just don't want to move it closer, so we push it off, so it's pushed. Says Turei Eben, not so fast. Akdume Peranio, Slom Akdamina, that Svar is only being used. Why we don't bring it to the 7th or 8th? Not why we don't push it to the 10th. So when we push it to the 10th, maybe in a chinama we are holding like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the idea. In other words, this is the docistic way that he thinks. You know, this one, that's not the easiest example of how the Shagasari does business, but it's one of the way, it's an example of how he does business. What really was the answer? Right? Was the answer that, no, we don't bring it closer, therefore it's a nidcha? Or was the answer, no, we don't bring things closer, and that's why we didn't make it on the 7th or the 8th. You hear the difference? So that's the, if you go with that svara, you could definitely suggest that Turei Eben leaves it as, we are in fact observing it on the 10th because we pass under Yochanan, but we don't make it to the 7th or the 8th because we don't bring Perennius closer. And if you look in the Tshuva Rashba, he was asked this question, right? And he paskins, what do you do about Shabbos? What do you do about Shabbos? Legabe dvarm shebitzim. So obviously we don't observe Avelis outwardly on Shabbos. What about things that are hidden? Now, things that are hidden, it refers basically to Tashmish Amita, maybe some other things. But essentially, when you're sitting Shiva, for example, so you don't keep Avelis on Shabbos. We know the Avel goes to Shul. And therefore, we don't observe any Avelis on Shabbos, but the Avel in his own home is still Asur B'Tashmish Amita because that's called Dvaram Shebitzin. No one's going to know what's going on in the privacy of your own home, and therefore, it doesn't mean you should sit on the floor when you get into your house. It means things that are mamish private you don't do when you're in Avelis. So the Rashba Paskins, Nir Elish, Enoeg Bo Shum Avelis, Right? So it says in the Gemara in Tainis, we can have a Su'uda even for the Su'udas HaMafsekes, even for Shal HaShudas. It could be like a feast, like Shlomo HaMelech in his prime. Right? So it could be a feast like that if you really wanted to. Because it's Avelis Yishana, we treat it differently. Right? What did they do on Tisha B'Av, that's on Shabbos? They completely uprooted it and they reestablished it on the 10th. So there is no Tisha B'Av this year. There's Yud B'Av. And that is the P'sak of the Rashba. Umeikara, Yeroi, Lekovo, Basiri, Kedisa Asam. So it's not just a Turei Evan, it's a Rashba. He says, like that Svara, that actually Tisha B'Av this year is on Sunday. It's a regular Tisha B'Av on Sunday. And therefore, Dvarim Shel Tzina are not noeg on Shabbos. And that's the P'sak of the Shulchan Aruch, source number 5. It's Mutter B'Kulam Filo B'Tashnamita. The Ramah throws in, Yesh Ostrim Tashnamita B'Chein Noegin. He says, for Ashkenazim, we're Machmir. We are Oser Tashmishamita. The Mishnah Brura here, I didn't give it to you. He throws in a qualifier. If it's the Leil Tevila, what is the business with the Leil Tevila? You guys are all single. You don't have to worry about this right now. Leil Tevila, there's a reason why women don't say when they're going to the mikvah. And it's not because they should be embarrassed to go to the mikvah. The mitzvah on the Leil Tevila is dafka. It's the ikar mitzvah of ona in a marriage. So obviously there's a mitzvah of ona in a marriage that you're supposed to be intimate with your wife. But the ikar mitzvah of ona is dafka on the night that she becomes tahora. That's why women don't say when they're going to the mikvah because of what follows. Not because going to the mikvah itself is something to be embarrassed about. You know, adarabah, it's something to be super proud of. Women are mostly nefesh to go to the mikvah. But we don't advertise when we're being intimate in you know, we're supposed to be knowing as much tznius as possible in these areas. So therefore, we don't. That's the idea over here. Mishnah Brura says so. Whenever it's a leil tevila, we're makel / machmir. I don't know how you want to look at it. That we permit it on we were somech on the shita of the Rashba, not like the minig of the Rama. Okay. There's a bunch of nafkaminas. We're pretty much out of time, but it's important to note that. That after Tisha B'Av is over this year, so it's a Nidcha, whether you hold it was the Ikra Tisha B'Av or not, the 9 days and the 3 weeks are over on Motzai Tisha B'Av. However, the Ramah is a minig that no one really understands it, but okay. He says that you don't eat meat and drink wine on Motzai Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, so that leads to Havdalah issues. I don't have time to complain about Havdalah issues nowadays, but maybe we'll talk about it more next week, Bezer Hashem, in terms of what making Havdalah. I'll just throw in 5 quick nafkaminas. Also, 5 quick nafkaminas that Rav Asher Weiss has in his weekly shir, Benogeya to the halachos of Tisha B'Av. These are the topics that he discusses in his weekly shir. Number one, if you have a woman who is, or just in general, fasting is a little more lenient on a nidcha. So, is this year a nidcha or not? Should we be lenient? So, halacha l'maaseh paskins. Yes, we're more lenient for a nursing woman or a pregnant woman. If she's not feeling well, she should certainly eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, do whatever is necessary to maintain good health. Question is then, what does she do about making Abdullah, or, you know, also a boy who's not feeling well on Tisha B'Av? What should he do about making Abdullah? So, is it better to make Abdullah for herself, or is it better to have her husband make Havdalah for her, even though he's not eating, right? That's the Shiloh. The husband is not pregnant or nursing, so he's not eating on Tisha B'Av. She's pregnant or nursing, she is eating on Tisha B'Av. She can't eat without Havdalah. So should her husband make Havdalah for her or not? That's another Shiloh that's worth dealing with, right? I think he paskins the husband should make Havdalah for her, and she should drink it. What do you make Havdalah on? Should you make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, whatever that is? Right? What is Chamar Medina? So he's not so into anything being Chamar Medina. So he says, La'alachli, you should make Havdalah on grape juice. Because he says that us not drinking grape juice during the 9 days is just a minute. And what about washing on Shabbos? What about washing with hot water on Shabbos? So he points out, Mishnah Brura has this idea that washing with hot water might be Dvarim Shel Tzina also. Because no one knows the difference if you wash with hot water or cold water. If your face is nice and clean, not washing at all, people will see your face is dirty. So then, then you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to refrain from washing on Shabbos, but not washing with hot water. Nobody knows if you wash with cold water or hot water. So maybe you should wash with cold water on Shabbos and Talmud Torah. You know, generally speaking, do you Aser Talmud Torah and Erev Tisha B'Av? That's one Shaila. And the Aser Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, that's Shabbos. Shaila number two. Certainly you could learn in Yonei Tisha B'Av or in Yonei Megillas Eicha. But I think generally speaking, this is the big kula that we go with is we permit Talmud Torah of any sort up until Leil Tisha B'Av Mamash. Anyway, have a great day, guys. Till Shkia, you can learn whatever you want.